chapter 40. Even for just one. Chelsea and I were in the wilderness for nearly 4 years. We'd grown so tired of the lonely wanderings and prayed month after month for authentic fellowship. We prayed for families who were aware of the truths about our devilishly orchestrated society and walked on the narrow way. We did not see those prayers answered for months, then years, but our faith bid us to continue amidst the depths of our greatest hours of suffering. We did not have the hands to hold us as the forces of evil pounded on our doors. We had only the abundance of His mercy, power, and strength. But the mighty God hearkens unto the cries of His people. And do you know how Yahweh answered that prayer? It was through a man I'd never met who had a conversation with his wife. Their names were Kyle and Rebecca. They'd woken up through humility and revelation to so many truths surrounding corporate Christianity. They had discovered demonically inspired doctrines and brotherhoods had been openly and greedily welcome into the same megachurch we'd left and began to quietly walk in the way. They'd been attending a Bible study for a few years with many of the folks from that church. Kyle was given an opportunity to pick the next topic of study and wanted to do 119 Ministries series about our lost Hebraic identity and being followers of the whole Bible rather than the parts which fill up the pews, pocketbooks, or pleasures of sins. This was a risky decision. Most of us who begin to learn about conspiracies, electronic control states, or the deceptions in our churches do so behind closed doors, often because we are scared someone might think we are nuts. But Kyle was willing to come out of the closets of cowardice for the sake of truth, as this new way of following Messiah was all about forsaking the broad road. See the film titled The Way, a documentary at theway.com for more information. Kyle stood with Rebecca in their room, where they looked at each other as they battled the familiar fears of what people will think, the thoughts about the inevitable persecution and mocking they would suffer came boiling to the surface. Kyle looked at her, and he said something each of us must never forget. Looking into the eyes of the woman who has followed him onto this narrow road, Kyle said to her, "But it would all be worth it if just one woke up. If just one person sees the truth and gets set free, it would all be worth it." The words Kyle spoke in his room carried the weight of truth. They carried upon them power, understanding, wisdom, and hope. Kyle had become a new man because his identity wasn't trapped in the depths of deception, but had been raised with our Messiah. Kyle was right about the words he spoke, as the group did mock him and scoff at him, and their entire church where they'd been prominently serving on stage for more than 12 years, turned their apathetic backs upon them. No more phone calls or, "Hey, how are you?" Like vapors in the wind, they disappeared, and no one seemed to notice their leaving. But one man in that Bible study saw that the way of Messiah was not just in Paul's writings or Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John's. One man saw the painful light of truth and did not look away from its brilliant eternal promise. He kept his eyes on Yeshua, the author and perfecter of our faith. Because of this, Jeremy found his way to a congregation where 6 months later, Jeremy would become the man who answered our prayers. Jeremy, this one called out sheep, answered an email my wife meant to send to someone else and connected us to people we'd been praying for 4 years to know as our own. A group of people where we are free to fellowship and ask questions as we all learn together things that are foreign and new to us. As we all try to understand this new way of being, this promised identity as Israel. It may not be about your identity. It may not be about a lifetime of boredom, misery, or abuse. Your story is yours and is potentially no less important or influential than any others. The real power available to us all comes when we step into the wilderness of the unknown, where our faith is no longer a get-out-of-hell-free card in our back pocket, but is life and death. Would it all be worth it if just one person found the way, the truth, and the life? What if your sister, who you've been praying for, could come to see the truth so carefully hidden from her eyes? What if your boss has, for the first time in their lives, contemplated a relationship with Jesus and needs you to be open about your faith and trust in him? What if the beggar whose hands are clutched around cardboard signs of help is waiting for you to be the one who provides him a room to sleep in that night? What if the conversation you had been dreading with that person is the one where you can help be the hands that snatch a burning stick from the flames? These are not hypothetical questions anymore. These are the flesh and blood realities of our perishing world. For every day you hide your light of truth in your closets of cowardice, you give ground to the enemy to take those curious, lonely, and thirsty souls for his own kingdom. Every day you linger, every day you wait, the darkness grows. Kyle and Rebecca painfully suffered the loss of friends, family, and reputations. But into that void came Jeremy. Their faith-filled hands reached into the fires of persecution and snatched one stick from the flames. Jeremy's new life has multiplied and turned into dozens and will become hundreds more. I hope you remember this when your flesh whispers pride-filled lies and man-based fears. You have a testimony so many others need to hear. No matter your concern, know our King specializes in using cowards who find his courage will become their own. For Yahweh has not given us a spirit of cowardice and fear, but of power, love, and a sound, rest-filled mind. I pray each of you will remember that the enemy is not defeated by our bullets, blades, or our left or right-wing politicians, but the enemy, the dragon, that serpent of old, is defeated by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimonies, and not loving our lives even unto our deaths. Now is the time for us to boldly step out of the shadows. Now is the time for us to wage the spiritual wars and take back the promised lands of men and women whose hearts have been trapped in the walls of deception. Now is the time for us to confess our sins, leave our worldly ways behind us, and see the power of forgiveness, redemption, and love-filled truth. We must stand with feet planted in the soils of this earth and overflow with uncompromising obedience to His holy and peculiar ways. Every day we wait, the dragon grows stronger, adding new sheared sheep to his forsaken flock. Every day we linger, waiting to step out of the boat and onto the roaring waters. Tens of thousands are lost. Now is the time for you who have the secrets to speak them out. Now is the time for the world to see and hear the impossible, unspeakable truths. Come then and answer this clarion call. Come out of the darkness and ignite your candles of hope. Come and set fires to the pillars of perversion, corruption, and chaos. Let us set ourselves ablaze with passion, love, and faith. It is not an easy journey, but one filled with putrefying pits and seductive snares. Along the walk of this life, there will be challenges, and there is a way of being we are all prone to. It bids us who have been free to run back to the shackles, and it is time to discuss why it's easier to run than to abide.